Truth and Transcendence. Brought to you by Yes, You Now, with Catherine Llewellyn. Truth and Transcendence, Episode 23, Finding Our Meaningful Context for 2022. So, why do we need a meaningful context? This is a question that interests me greatly because as I've gone through life at different points in time, I've noticed myself operating without much of a context and at other times operating with a clear context. And I've noticed that there's a part of me that would sometimes prefer not to have a context. In other words, to be simply doing what I'm doing at the moment, focusing on some sort of simple task or some sort of simple occupation without thinking about the greater meaning, the greater purpose, why I'm doing it, and so on. That there are times when I just want to take a break and not be tuned into all of that. And the reason I mention that is because I think we all have in us an aspect which sometimes just doesn't want to be bothered with the bigger picture. Sometimes we'd just rather not expand our imagination and our consideration and our reflection outwards to really consider the meaning and the implications of what we're doing and why we're doing it and how we're living and why we're living in that way. So having acknowledged that perhaps we all have this aspect of ourselves, this maybe slightly lazy aspect of ourselves that would prefer not to even think about such a thing as meaningful context, I think we all recognize that when we have a sense of meaning in what we're doing, it really makes a difference to our experience. And it makes an enormous difference to our sense of resourcefulness, resilience, sense of purpose, perhaps even our sense of enjoyment in what we're doing, and a difference to the amount of contribution we're able to make and what we're able to accomplish. And traditionally and typically, I think most of us at this time of year do like to take a moment and say to ourselves, what the hell happened last year? How do we feel about it? What's going to happen next year? And what is it that matters to me for the coming year? What really is significant for me? And at the moment, we're in an interesting piece of history where the airwaves are full, absolutely flooded with discussion about what we should be doing and what we should be believing and what we should be worried about. And it could be that this is such an intense manifestation at the moment, partly because of the advent of technology and the fact that that is still a novelty for us as a species. I don't mean a novelty in the way some people are still getting used to the idea of mobile phones. Not very many of us now, but I mean a novelty taken on the grand scale. It's not been all that many decades that we've had the technology that we have available to us. And in a way, we're still as infants playing with that new toy. And we're still flooding it with ideas and thoughts and information and arguments and opinions and so on and so forth. We're still learning how to interact and how to utilize that tool. And we're also still learning how to position that tool in our lives, in our daily lives. Are we constantly looking at social media? Are we constantly answering every email the minute it arrives? Are we constantly watching videos and newscasts? And are we just flooding our awareness with all of this data that's coming towards us? Or are we being a little more measured in how we receive that data and how we incorporate it? In other words, are we not still in a learning phase in regard to that? I mean, as a species. I'm well aware that some of us have mastered all of these aspects incredibly effectively, and I admire those people. And I'm well aware that for many of us, we haven't even turned the computer on. We don't even have a mobile phone. So the other day I was out walking in the countryside. I live in Wales in the UK. And where I am, it's a quite rugged countryside and quite low population. So when I go out walking, it's not uncommon for a rare car to drive past and for the person to actually pull over and stop and say hello. This is not considered creepy, weird, or stalking where I live. It's considered normal, natural, and friendly. So the other day somebody pulled over and I was actually listening to a podcast as I was out walking. He saw me turning off something on my phone. He said, "What are you doing? Listening to a podcast." And he flourished his phone and very proudly showed me that he had a phone that only does phone calls. That's all it does. It doesn't even do text. That's it. I didn't even recognize the brand. He had carefully researched and discovered a unit that he could use, a device that he could use just for phone calls. So yes, there are people like that who are simply not engaging in this whole data-rich, flooded field that many of us are living in. So why do I talk about that so extensively before I've even talked about meaningful context? Well, because all of that flooding of data can have the effect of filling up our awareness to the point that it becomes more difficult for us to connect with and identify what really matters to us right now. What really is significant to us. So in a way, this episode is a reminder and an invitation and a call to all of us, including myself, to pause and consider and say, okay, in the absence of all of that stuff, all of that noise, can I look within myself in this quiet, dark moment of the year? As I'm recording this, it is the solstice. I think you're going to hear this in a week's time. But as I'm recording this, it's the shortest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. That is, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, as I understand it, you have the longest day of the year. So for you, perhaps it's better if you listen to this episode in 6 months' time, unless you really want to tune into your brethren and your loved ones and the people who you know in the Northern Hemisphere, because for us up here, it's the shortest day and the longest night, the darkest, coldest, and where I am, dampest part of the year. The mists are filling the valleys and the snow is collecting in the clouds. So it's a perfect time to pause and reflect and look within and allow our energy vibration to slow a little and allow the active mind to rest a little, perhaps. And to ask ourselves, what do I really care about? What do I perceive is needed for me personally? What is needed for my loved ones? What is needed for my community and what is needed for the world at large? What am I being called to contribute? Where am I being called to be of help? If I'm a leader, what is being called for in my leadership of my people? And what do I need for myself to nourish me, to support and assist me to provide that leadership in the coming year? And where am I with all of that? Where am I in my life cycle in my work cycle? Am I coming towards the end of my work cycle? Am I looking at my legacy? And am I looking at handing over? Am I just before the end of my life cycle, where I'm looking at putting things in place so I can hand over effectively? How is my board doing? What do they need from me? What do they need from each other? What about my business and my organization? What are the needs there? What am I called upon to contribute in that regard? And my family and my community, and my friends and my neighbors, what do they need? And what do I need from them? What am I interested in and fascinated by? What stimulates me? What feeds me? What do I want to include in my lifestyle and my experience? What about my health and my well-being? Where are the gaps? Where am I thriving? What do I need more of? What do I need to let go of? What have I had enough of? And what do I love? So all of these questions are questions we can ask any time we like, but we can only hear the answers from deep within ourselves when we have some peace and quiet, when we have some stillness. So however you personally find that stillness, I call on you to do that. I call on you and invite you to find that peaceful moment, that still moment, that quiet moment, where you can reflect and look within and listen to your still small voice from within. And for some of us, we're listening to a voice from without. For some of us who are faith-led, whether we're religious or spiritual, or whether we simply connect to a wider energy and a wider source of power and benevolence and love, whatever we connect to, some of us are listening to that voice, and that voice speaking to us in this special time, this magical time, and hearing what that voice is offering us as guidance, advice, nourishment, encouragement, and possibly even lessons from the year. Difficult lessons, easy lessons, inspiring lessons, confusing lessons. What are we taking from our year, and how do we feed that into creating meaning for ourselves for the coming year? And how do we know when we've found our meaningful context? This again is something I love, this aspect of being a human being, which is that capability that we have to recognize when we've found our sense of meaning. Because when we've found our sense of meaning, we know through every part of our being that we've found it. We feel different in our physical body. There's a sense of peace and also a sense of vitality. We know it in our heart. There's a sense of rightness and belonging, and a sense of being loved and loving. I don't necessarily mean that on the human level. I mean that on the cosmic level, if you like, that sense of being chosen, of being accepted, of self-acceptance. There's a dissolving of self-doubt, the dissolving of doubt in one's purpose and the meaning of why one is here. In the mind, there's a peacefulness. There's a pausing in the rattling of the monkey mind, which argues and questions and rattles on in a commentary, not always helpfully, sometimes helpfully, not always helpfully. There's an overall sense of well-being, combined with a tremendous sense of motivation and energy and enthusiasm, and the whole thing integrating in a seamless whole, which cannot be not recognised. It can't be missed. We know that feeling. And if you're listening to this and feeling, yes, I do have that feeling, then fantastic. And if you're listening to this and thinking, I have no idea what you're talking about, I've never, ever had that feeling, then my invitation to you is to give yourself the opportunity to feel it now. And when you do allow yourself to have that feeling, my guess is that you will recognize that, in fact, you have felt it before. You have before had that experience of absolute oneness with your own sense of meaning and your own sense of a meaningful context, purpose, a why and wherefore of who you are and where you are, what you're about and what you're doing. So there's not much more for me to say on this particular subject. It's one of my favourite subjects because it's one of the highest leverage areas of inquiry that I've ever come across. When we find our meaningful context for a year, at the beginning of the year, it's extraordinary what a difference that makes to the experience of the year. The number of times I've paused at the end of the year and looked back and discovered that despite the fact that several times during the year I felt, you know, pointless or not very effective or not very powerful or not very motivated, regardless of those times, I look back across the year and I'm surprised by how much has been accomplished. And I'm surprised by how much I've learned. And I'm astonished by the amount of contribution I've made. And I don't mean that in an egotistical way at all. I mean that in the joy and the wonder of appreciating where I've had the opportunity and the privilege of serving and where I've actually stepped up and managed to do that as part of the whole, as part of the collective. So I really feel that this is a topic which is an integration of our individual needs and requirements and desires and hopes and delights and our membership of the collective and our connection with our contribution and service to humanity and our connection with the greater ineffable powers and energies, however we may perceive those and however we may name those around us, that which is far, far greater than us or anyone we know. So this is a perfect time to tune in on all of those levels and connect and celebrate and be grateful and give ourselves the permission and the opportunity to choose for ourselves a meaningful context for the year to come. So I hope you've enjoyed this little exploration and inquiry. And if you found that it's resonated with how you tend to explore this sort of thing at the end of the year, then all that means is that I happen to, in this particular moment, have been speaking in a way that resonates with the way you are already personally connected with the inquiry into meaningful context for yourself. And if the way I've been talking about this doesn't resonate for you, all that means is that in this particular moment, the way I've been speaking doesn't happen to resonate with the way you connect with your meaningful context. It doesn't mean that you don't have a connection with meaning. It just means that the way you articulate it, the way you mentally frame it, and the way that you explore it may be different from mine. And how exciting is that? Just think about the fact that there are however many billion, I think somewhere between 7 and 8 billion now on the planet, all with our own unique ways of connecting with meaning and purpose. Just let that sink in for a moment. Somewhere between 7 and 8 billion people, all potentially exploring meaningful context in different ways. And as we all go across the year and we mingle with one another and cross each other's paths and collaborate and argue and negotiate and commune and relate with one another. Just remembering that we're all doing this within whatever context we have for the year, to whatever extent that's conscious and intentional, and to whatever extent that's intuitive and on the subconscious level. So gratitude for all of that, how exciting that is. And I wish you a beautiful New Year celebration, if you celebrate that, and a delightful completion of your holiday celebrations, your winter holiday celebrations. And I look forward to seeing you next week. You've been listening to Truth and Transcendence, the regular weekly podcast from Yes, You Now with Catherine Llewellyn. For more information, head to yesyounow.today/podcast.